This week, Kwesi Mfume stepped down as president of the NAACP. After 9 years at the head of America's ranking civil rights organization, Mr. Mfume made the announcement just weeks after the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth resigned his position as interim president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. These departures have placed these respective organizations and maybe the entire civil rights activist community at a crossroad. Can these organizations survive as they are, or is fundamental change necessary? What issues will excite and drive civil rights activists over the next generation? NPR's Juan Williams is the author of Eyes on the Prize and other works that chronicle the American civil rights movement. He joins us in our studios. Juan, always nice to have you with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
First question I have to ask, was Mr. Mfume pushed or did he jump?
Pushed. I don't think there's much question about this. He was quite nice, as was Julian Bond, the chairman of the board of the NAACP, at the press conference announcing that Mr. Mfume would be stepping down. But Mr. Mfume's contract had expired about a month ago in early October. Mm-hmm. No extension was offered. And then Mr. Mfume wrote a letter to the White House asking for a meeting with President Bush to try to reestablish some sort of relationship. As you know, the president has not spoken at now the last four NAACP conventions. They had no relationship at all. Mfume was trying to reestablish that tie. Bond was not for that. Mm-hmm. And I think it suggested then that, Mfume and Bond had really gone in different directions. Bond wanted an NAACP, and still does, that is out in the streets, that's more a voice for the disenfranchised, for racial minorities, and certainly strong in its opposition to the Bush administration and its policies. And I think Mfume, as a former congressman, was looking for some sort of areas of common ground where they could begin to work together. I think Bond wants to take the organization in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. And then let me bring up, of course, the matter of the Reverend Shuttlesworth departing the SCLC. What organization did Fred Shuttlesworth have on his hands to work with over the years?
The organization just really was falling apart. Lots of internal squabbles, a large debt owed to the IRS. And Shuttlesworth is a legend in the civil rights community, mm-hmm. a man who had to put up with being chain-whipped when he tried to put his kids into school back in 57, which is the same year that he organized the Southern Christian Leadership Conference with Dr. King and Ralph Abernathy, a man whose house was bombed on Christmas Eve in 1956 in Birmingham, guy who fought Bill Connor. That legend finally said, this is not worth the fight. The SCLC is not what it should be, so I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
With so many, at least specific, goals of the civil rights movement of the 1960s won, from Voting Rights Act and school integration, is there an identity crisis going on in some of these civil rights groups?
I think there's an identity crisis that comes with generational change. If you think back 50 years, Scott, there was a clear goal: equal rights, the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act. I don't think there's anyone in America who didn't see that these folks had a moral purpose. It wasn't about left-wing, right-wing, Republican, or Democrat. Today, the organizations that are doing the best are, for example, the Urban League, which is clearly focused on job training, finding jobs for people. The Legal Defense Fund, which is focused in the legal arena.
What about issues like affirmative action, for example, which is still a very live contest in the minds of many Americans, or the judicial nominees the Bush administration has put forward and is expected to put forward? Do they become galvanizing issues?
They're galvanizing issues in terms of American politics. And I think that many people have arguments over affirmative action, have arguments over the judicial nominees, but they see it in terms of conservative and liberal. It's not necessarily the case that they see it as a moral issue in terms of civil rights in the country. And therefore, it just becomes one of a sort of laundry list of more progressive causes that are being opposed by the administration.
Where do civil rights groups go from here, do you think?
Today, I think they're at sea as to exactly what is it they're after. Is it about economics? Is it about the spread of AIDS in the black community and the fact that it's such a growing peril? Is it about education in a time when our schools are becoming resegregated? Is it about residential resegregation? And I think if we ask even the board of the SCLC, they wouldn't have a clear answer for us. And the NAACP, in some sense, is up against the same fight. One of the things that led to Mfume's departure was an anonymous letter that was sent to the board shortly before he departed, criticizing Bond for taking such a strong stand in defense of gay marriage. And people saying, well, not everybody in the NAACP supports gay marriage. And in fact, in the black church community, there's great division over that issue. And the black church community is key to the financial support of the NAACP. But again, I think this whole episode suggests how diffuse the focus and drive of many civil rights organizations has become here at the start of the 21st century.
NPR's Juan Williams, his new book is I'll Find a Way or Make One on Historically Black Colleges. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott.